Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
All right, Mike, thank you very much, and happy afternoon, Saturday afternoon. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon and a glorious time for gardening here in North Central Texas. Just a bit of a different weekend with an eclipse on the horizon. If we can see the horizon, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about that this afternoon, but that's what's on the docket. Let's talk about plants. Let's talk about the plants at your place. Pick up that phone and give me a call, won't you please? I would love to hear from you this afternoon. That number is 888-787-KLIF. You will be talking when you call. You'll be talking to Mike Bass, my producer, best producer you'll ever find anywhere in radio. And his number is 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Call right now. We're live, and I'd love to hear from you. 888-787-5543. I have a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but I'd rather hear your calls if you have questions you'd like to ask. It's as simple as that. The weather is just perfect this time of year most of the time, and that's why we stay in Texas, because we love gardening at this time of year. I want to talk to you about care that you give your shade trees the first year. I want to talk to you about fertilizing, because this is the time. A lot of things of that sort. Let me begin the program, as I often do, always do, with our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. And this is Dina, or Dinah. You may pronounce it either way. I'll say Dina. Meet Dina, the irresistible mixed breed sweetheart you've been waiting for. At just 1 year and 2 months of age, Dina is a bundle of love, weighing in at a cozy 49 pounds. With a gentle demeanor and a heart full of affection, Dina craves nothing more than the soothing touch of a caring human. Dina's endearing personality shines through with every wag of her tail and every adorable smile that she shares. She's the ultimate cuddle bug, always ready to snuggle up beside you, and the ear scratches, well, they are her absolute favorite. With her soft white dappled coat and charming black ears, Dina is a vision of loveliness, but it's her unwavering love for hugs that truly sets her apart. Whether you've had a rough day or just need a pick-me-up, Dina is there to wrap you in warmth and affection. I think we all need a dog like that at times, don't you think? Bringing Dina into your life means inviting boundless joy and companionship into your home. She's not just a pet, she's family. So why wait any longer? Come meet this adorable girl today. Discover the love that only she can offer. Like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Dina has been spayed, microchipped. She's had all her age-appropriate vaccines, and she's waiting for her new forever family at the SPCA of Dallas Animal Care Center. So you can stop by and visit with her right now between noon and 6 any day of the week. Don't wait too long. It's always best to bring any two- or four-legged siblings to a meet-and-greet prior to adoption. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit SPCA.org and click on Donate. That's Dina. There's a spring fling happening at the SPCA of Texas. Throughout the month of April, all puppy adoptions and half-price and adult dog and adult cat adoptions are only $25. This special is valid at both the Dallas and Ellis County Animal Care Centers. Animals are available for adoption at both the centers. The SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive, and the Ellis County Animal Care Center, 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. This is Dina, D-I-N-A. Take a look at her, you'll fall in love with her, and you will adopt her. Dina the dog at the Dallas Animal Care Center of the SPCA of Texas. That's sponsored today by Advanced Foundation Repair, the leaders in the foundation repair industry, and the company you need to call if you think there's any chance you might have a foundation issue. If you had one last summer, you probably have one now. Nothing moves in to fix that unless you take action. They don't repair themselves, not like plants where sometimes they can heal themselves. With foundations, you need to get that healing going by calling Advanced Foundation Repair at 214-333-0003. It begins with a visit to your home by their specialist. They will give your home a very thorough evaluation. If there is a foundation problem, they will find it. They will identify it. They will draw you up almost a topographic map of your foundation to show you where the problem is, what it is, what needs to be done to remedy it. They will be affordable. They will be diligent to the task, and they will be trustable. The nice thing about them is that they have their company has been built on integrity all the time. All 27 years I've been telling you about this company, they have just performed wonderfully. People tell me, thanks for suggesting them to me. I invited them out. They did the inspection. They told me I didn't have a foundation problem, or they found the problem that others have missed, or they told me what the problem was, and their price was a lot less than other companies would have been, or their guarantee was a lot better than other companies' guarantees. Those are the things that I hear back, and I imagine you will be saying the same sorts of things. They're just fabulous. Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. And on the phone, once again, Advanced Foundation Repair. Call for that free home inspection, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
I'm Scott from Lakewood Ace Hardware in Dallas. When you need reliable, localized help for those gardening products, come to us. We're the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
All right. Thank you very, very much. And we get the program underway. Our first call today is from Pat in Garland. If you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. We have a line open at 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Pat, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. My question is, last year I had blight on in my front yard on my pear and apple tree. So I didn't get any fruit off of it. Well, hardly any fruit. And I don't see the same thing I saw at the end of the season last year. Would it be safe, or should I go ahead and spray it with the blight powder that you put in water and you spray it?
Well, Pat, the spray for fire blight is the disease that attacks those two types of trees. That spray needs to be made while they're in full bloom. Fire blight is a bacterium that is spread by bees, and you make that spray late in the day when the bees are no longer active. They spread the disease through the flowers. And so once the flowers are gone, the disease either is or is not in the plant, and you can't impact it at that point.
Okay, but it doesn't spread from last year to this year then?
It does. If it's in the wood, it will be there, and then when the plant blooms, the bees will go from a healthy plant out on somebody else's yard to your plant that's diseased. They will pick it up in those flowers, and they will carry it to another plant or elsewhere on that plant. But the spray needs to go on at the time of bloom.
Okay, well, my apple tree is still in bloom.
You could spray at that point, but it's very late. It's not at peak bloom at this point. The spray is agricultural streptomycin.
Okay, so don't do anything and just hope for the best?
Well, I it's not exactly what I said. There would be somebody listening out there who'd say, well, Neil said you can't do anything for fire blight, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you need to use agricultural streptomycin sprayed at the time of bloom.
Right. At this point,
there is no spray that you can use. What you would do now is, if you see fire blight showing up on the trees, you would have to prune it out, going back beyond where the damage is into healthy wood, and then you have to disinfect your tools between each cut by dipping them into a bucket that has 90% water and 10% chlorine bleach. And then when you finish, you rinse the tool off and you oil it so it doesn't corrode. So you really need to do both, but you also really need to hit the calendar on the spray date.
Okay.
It's tough. Well, yeah, fire blight has gotten very bad in the last 10 years or so. It's a really rough disease. What variety of pear do you have? Do you know?
They said it was a dwarf Japanese, but it looks like the regular pears that you get in the grocery store.
Okay. Well, the fruit would not be dwarf. It would be the fruit tree itself.
It's not dwarfed. It's like
the tree is big. Tall. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. You apparently didn't get what you bought, what you thought you were going to be getting. They sold you something
right.
wrong, or it was misgrafted or something. The susceptibility to fire blight varies a lot with the different varieties of pears. The ones that are most, the best one for us in our area is one called Orient. The specific variety Orient pear, and then Moonglow is another one that has, both of those have been around for decades, and they are the most resistant to the fire blight bacterium. It's a really difficult disease to avoid, but that's mm-hmm. what you're facing, and that's when you would spray.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry for the news, and mark the calendar for next year. Good luck with it. Thanks for the call very much. All right, let me tell you about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I might even add that in several places in my book, that would be addressed, the fire blight problem. It would be addressed in Chapter 2, where we talk about things that you need to do in February and March in the calendar. That's Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar that tells you 4 pages per month what you need to do month by month all the way through the gardening year, what you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, and that would include fire blight on plants in the rose family, pears and apples and other plants that are susceptible to fire blight. So that's one place it would be mentioned. It would certainly be mentioned back in the fruit chapter, which is Chapter 10 of the book. Has 10 chapters. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, the climatic zones of Texas, and the soil types of Texas, things that apply to all of the other 10 chapters. Chapter 2 is that 48-page calendar that people tell me pays for the cost of the book all by itself. Chapters 3, and this, as I really don't want to pick on her, but as an example, the Chapter 2 would have told her, well, it's coming up on March. You need to be ready to spray your pears and apples. Chapter 3 is a full chapter, really comprehensive, on trees. That was the first chapter I wrote, and I spent a lot of time working on that one. It kind of set the pace for the rest of the book. Chapter 4, shrubs. And then 5 is vines, and then ground covers, annuals. That was a long time to write that one. And perennials, and then lawns, fruit and flower and vegetables, fruit and vegetables. Those are the 11 chapters, and they cover every aspect of outdoor gardening for every county in Texas. I have 840 photographs in the 344 pages. It is printed on high quality paper. It was printed in San Antonio by Clear Visions, and then it was bound by Universal Bookbindery in San Antonio. This book is all about Texas and all about Texas gardening. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. I haven't been asked to refund any penny so far out of 87,000 copies sold. The book is not in stores and not on Amazon. That's why I am compelled to refund any purchase price for anybody who's not happy with it. I sign every copy as it sells. Now, here are the two ways you can buy it. Since it's not in stores, not on Amazon, you can buy it directly from my website, or you can buy it directly from my office by calling during business hours Monday through Friday, 800-972-GROW. I'm sorry, let's try that one again. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. I have no idea what that other number was. 800-752-4769. The better way, this one I'm sure of, is neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security, helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lentz Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lentz Landscape Lighting and Lentz Services, we light the way you live. For more info, go to LentzLighting.com. That's LentzLighting.com.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Tommy. Tommy is our pastor at our church. That's our church. And we hope you'll join us as soon as tomorrow. He will join us here on the air in about 30 minutes. We're going to talk about hummingbirds and some other things, too. So hope you'll save some time for that. Callaway's Nursery knows that there is more to an eclipse than meets the eye. Brand new for 2024, the Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea is freshly stocked at all of their neighborhood locations. This magnificent hydrangea from First Editions is already famous for being the first dark-leafed mophead hydrangea. Its beautiful bicolor blooms and dark purple leaves make it a great accent plant that will be a showstopper in your garden. Eclipse has spectacular cranberry or amethyst-colored blooms that stand out in fantastic contrast to the dark leaves that will return year after year. This sounds beautiful. Aptly named for these striking features, this hydrangea will amaze you. Get yours this Monday. Enjoy the total solar eclipse at your local Callaway's Nursery. Their eclipse viewing party is April 8 from 1 to 2. They'll have eclipse viewing glasses, stargazing treats, activities for kids, and more. You can even register to win this incredible hydrangea by signing up for blooming rewards. Each store will be giving away one of these 3-gallon beauties. For more details, check out their event page at callaways.com. If this is your first experience with hydrangeas, remember you can shop with confidence because of their 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything they sell. Callaway's is spectacular. That's not in my ad copy. I added that part. If you have questions, visit with one of their many Texas certified nursery professionals. Tap into their knowledge. Enjoy more time to shop with their extended spring hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 to 6. That's Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully, Callaways.com.
I'm Carrie from Ace Hardware of Richardson at 7989 Beltline Road. When you need reliable, localized help and those great Traeger pellet grill products, come to us. We're the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you very much, Carrie. That is Beltline at Coit, and that's where we get our Traeger products, and that's where we have gotten so much merchandise. We shop there frequently. Carrie's wonderful. JJ, your husband, is as well. All right, we go back to the phone lines. You like to call? Give us a call. 888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. This is Robert in Richardson. Robert Neal, how can I help you this afternoon?
First, Neal, I want to tell you that I gave my daughter your book for her birthday. And she just loves it. She's told me several times, Dad, that's a great book. She really, really enjoys it.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear that.
The other thing is, I've got some bugs that crawl around. They look like miniature little bloodsuckers, ticks. They're very small and about to... Have you ever heard of anything like that? I mean, they crawl up the windows. They crawl on my deck. There's a few of them inside once in a while. You ever heard of that?
Not specifically. I got to tell you, if it were an insect that was doing damage to some of your plants, you have a pretty good chance I would be able to help you. Random insects that are just kind of hanging out, I'm not your best guy. As I've always told people, you need an entomologist, you got a hack horticulturist. So What we need to do is get a photo of them, a good close photo, and somehow get it to an extension service entomologist, and they would be able to identify it. If you could work through your Dallas County Extension office, it might be that the people in the office could help, but it's more likely they would work with one of the extension entomologists at A&M or on Coit Road to help you identify. Do they appear to be doing any damage to the house?
No damage. They just continue to crawl everywhere, and they're just like a tick, only they're very small. I've never seen one sucking any blood. I got a dog, but I don't see any on the
ticks,
dog.
Ticks have eight legs. This will be an easy differentiation. Ticks have eight legs. If these have six legs, then they're insects. If they have eight legs, they're not insects.
Okay, super.
They would be.
Thanks, Neil. I appreciate you.
Yeah, they would be. They would be related to ticks if they have eight legs. That would be the starting point. You can tell that with a magnifying glass. But I don't know. I'm sorry. That's kind of out of my jurisdiction. I appreciate you calling. Thank you for the kind comment. That's great to hear. I don't even know where to suggest you start. You could try a Google Lens or something like that and see if it will help you identify. I haven't tried that with very much, and I certainly haven't tried it with insects, but that would be a starting point. I want to give you a tidbit and tip. Let me give you the phone number first. 888-787-KLIF. 888-787-5543. The tip that I have has to do with your new shade trees. I'm going to do this in about three or four very quick statements of importance. I don't know what my handy garden tip is for this afternoon. Let me look. Doesn't say on here. I hope it's not this exact topic. If it is, hey, doesn't hurt to hear it twice. You need to stake and guy new shade trees that are bigger than, we'll say, 15 gallons or larger in size, so that they don't tilt. If you have a tree, at the time of planting a new tree, you need to set it in the ground exactly at the same depth at which it was growing before. If it has 15 inches of soil from the bottom of the pot to the top of the soil ball, 15 inches is how deep you dig the hole. You dig it deeper than that, it's going to compact, it's going to settle, and the tree will be too deep. And that's a kiss of death to a tree. It won't die quickly. But 6 or 8 years later, you'll say, why did my tree never grow very well? And you scoop around in that soil around the trunk, and an arborist will say, look, the root flare is way down there. It's 6 inches down or 3 inches down. That tree is buried. All right, that's one thing. So it's got to be planted at the same depth. If it's an inch high, that's better than having it an inch too deep. It's not good. You want it at the same depth. When I dig a hole and have extra soil left over because I've added all that soil that came in the pot, I use that soil to make a berm, a donut, a ring around my tree. That's going to be how I water the tree. I put water inside that berm, inside that ring. I leave that ring for a year or two. I'll use a hoe at the end of that time to burst it open and just disperse it over the yard. You'll never notice it. But it's really critical for that first year or probably 2 years in helping water the tree, to hold the water while you put the water into that ring. A 15-gallon tree needs 15 gallons of water every other day in the summer. Same amount of water as the container from which it came. 15 gallons gets 15 gallons. 30-gallon tree gets 30 gallons every other day during the summer, from, I'd say, early to mid-May and into October. That's very important, and you won't get that. You will not get that from a sprinkler system in your lawn. You will not get that from a dripper on a drip irrigation system. You will not, trust me. Do it with a hose, with either a water bubbler or by leaving the hose running for an hour or two, just at a slow rate. Very important. Stake and guide the tree to keep it plumb. If you have a tree that is crooked, it's leaning at 15 degrees, it's unsettling to your eye because it's not straight, you'll have to dig it and reset it. You cannot pull it or stake it or tie it to the house and get it to straighten up. It'll look great while it's tied, but as soon as you release that tie, a year or two later, it will plop back into the old position. It doesn't work. So do it right the first time. If you don't, dig it and do it again. It's easier just to do it right the first time. When you stake a tree to hold it upright and completely plumb, completely vertical, one stake needs to go on the south side, prevailing winds in the summer when it has leaves on its canopy. One stake needs to go to northeast, and one stake needs to go to northwest. Those stakes need to be out several feet, 3 or 4 feet from the trunk. A big tree, farther than that maybe. And you need to use a cable that goes to the stake and then is wrapped around the trunk, not tightly. You don't want it to girdle the trunk of the tree. You need to pad it with fabric or with a piece of old garden hose. Keep that cable taut, tight. Don't let it have any slack. Don't understand why people will use just an old piece of wire and then have it all slack. It's wiggly. That doesn't do a bit of good. What is that? Leave it for 2 years, and that way the roots will be in, and it'll be tight, and the tree will be rooted, and you'll be all set. The most important thing I haven't mentioned, and that is you need to wrap the trunk. Wrap it to protect against sun scald and subsequent invasion of borers. The sun scald will attack the trunk on the west or southwest side of the trunk. Neil, I have a red oak tree. It's 5 years old. The bark has all come off the trunk. It's dying. What can I do? What caused that? What side is that? Well, it's on the west side. Or I'll say, is that on the west side? Yeah, how'd you know that? Because I've been asked this question 10 million times. It happens with Schumard red oak, with chinkapin oak sometimes, Chinese pistachio a lot, and red maples a bunch. They must be wrapped with paper tree wrap for the first 2 years that you have them to prevent that sun scald. I can show you a park in the city I live in where all 20 red oaks that were planted are all sun scalded on their west sides and will all be lost. And it's just such a shame. So those are the things you need to think about when you're planting a new tree. Since 1983, the experts at Whiskey Stone have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. With 22 acres, Whiskey Stone has the largest hardscape selection in Texas. That includes natural stone for building and landscaping projects. They are awesome. People are awesome. Product is awesome. They're just awesome. You average those two together, it averages out to be exactly awesome. And you go out there today, it's a pretty beautiful day. Don't go Monday, by the way. It's not a good day to go shopping. It's going to be dark. You don't want to go there then. Go any other day, Monday through Saturday, any other day. You'll find really great people and beautiful stone. 22 acres of gorgeous stone from the finest quarries in the Southwest. If you're putting in a retaining wall or a walkway, a pathway, maybe a paving around your pool, you want a beautiful landscape boulder for a decorative statement. Maybe you're building a fountain or having it built for you. This is the place to go. It's called Whiz Q Stone. Mike and Derek Whiznan, hey, there's part of the reason for the name, own and operate this business, a father and son team. Q stands for quarry, Whiz Q Stone. They're at 4501 East, Loop 820 South. More slowly, please, Neil. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. And the phone number is 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
Coming up Monday on DFW's Morning News.
It's finally here. We'll get you ready for the total solar eclipse.
And we speak with visitors in North Texas for the big event, and the scientists tell us how rare all of this is. I'm Clayton Neville.
And I'm Laura Sadler. Julie DeHardy has your traffic on the fives. Meteorologist Brad Barton has your forecast, and we've got the news and information to start your day.
It's all on Monday's edition of DFW's Morning News, 5 until 9, on News and Information, 570 KLIF and 96.3 FM. HD2.
When it comes to your garden, you are the one who calls the shots. Hallelujah. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give away those plants You give them, your plants the proper nourishment so that your whole garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. And Baylor Scott & White believes that your health needs to be in your hands as well. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, get access to your 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have your care right in your own pocket, so you can keep on putting in the work to get something beautiful out of your work. Download the MyBSW Health app today. That's MyBSW Health. Download that app from Baylor, Scott & White Health, MyBSW Health. It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful. We're spending a little time this weekend talking about tips for easier mowing, and one of those tips is to mow frequently. You heard me right. Mow your lawn more often than you have in the past, and while you're at it, keep it short, too. That's going to make less total work on you. It really does pay off. Optimum mowing heights for St. Augustine are 2 to 2.5 inches. For common Bermuda, 1.5 inches or so. Fescue at 3 to 4 inches. Zoysias at 1.5 to 2 inches, depending on the variety. The reasons for this careful attention to mowing become obvious. Low, frequently mowed grass is more dense. It's better able to stand traffic and to stand up to weeds. That's the whole principle behind dwarf Bermudas on golf greens and baseball diamonds and football fields. Not only will it make grass better, but it also may cut the total amount of time that you spend mowing. Think about a light trim at the barber versus a complete restyling. It's a lot easier. For weekly gardening tips, sign up for my free eGardens newsletter. All the details and a current example are at neilsperry.com. Thank you, sir, very much. Good suggestions there. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited right now. This is the place to go this afternoon and get all your wild bird feeding needs. We're going to be talking about hummingbirds with Pastor Tommy Brummett in just a few minutes. And Wild Birds Unlimited in McKinney, the McKinney store, has all the great Wild Birds Unlimited bird feeders. Their high perch hummingbird feeders are second to none. They're fabulous. And we have three, and I try to position them a distance apart so that the birds can go from feeder to feeder. You'll get bully birds. These are hummingbird males that are especially aggressive. It's just the nature of the little birds. And they will try to chase off the other birds, and if they have another feeder they can go to, then that really does help. Wild Birds Unlimited stores. They are reporting that the hummingbirds are back in town, and so it's really important that you have feeders available to them. They can show you all the different sizes and styles that they have, as well as other songbird feeders and songbird feeds and seeds and everything. They are awesome. People are friendly. They know their birds very well. This is not just a rack in some other store that sells everything else. They specialize in wild bird seeds and feeds and feeders. At Wild Birds Unlimited, McKinney, they are at 301 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, near Tom Thumb, open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 5. One of the great stores in McKinney, one of the great stores in America as far as Wild Birds Unlimited go. They've been voted Store of the Year nationally a couple of times. You'll see why when you go in there. Just talk to them a little while. They'll remember you the next time you come in. Wild Birds Unlimited, 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of Tom Thumb, just south of El Dorado Parkway. In McKinney, open right now. Get in and shop to your heart's content.
We're always with you. Just download and listen to the KLIF app on your phone. This is Real News and Information 570, KLIF, KLIF.com.
And finally, Arborological Services, the leaders in the tree care industry. In fact, they really qualify as being leaders. This is not just by dollar volume. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about leading the way. You know, leaders, true leaders, show the way. They encourage and they lead others to do it right. And that's exactly what Steve Hauser has done for all of his career. He's just a leader among business people. I love watching him operate. For example, at the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship, the year that I went, I watched him cheering on his competitors. He doesn't look at them as competitors. They're fellow arborists, and he's trying to bring his industry up and help them. It's all about safety, about doing the job better, doing it faster, doing it for profit, but doing it safer for the welfare of the climbers. And so that's why it's fun to watch these people work. But the other thing I appreciate about Arborological Services is their dedication to the trees. That's all they think about. They don't do any other kind of work. They do trees. They do them so well. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have the finest equipment available anywhere. They have a bunch of teams, 12 teams that go out across the Metroplex every morning, 6 days a week, to make the trees better. They take care of existing trees. They take care of historically important trees. They just go out to take care of the Sperry trees. That's kind of important to me. Here's a phone number. It sounds like a big national company of some sort. They are totally local. 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267 on the web. They are arborological.com. It's Arborological Services.
I'm Hillary from Jabo's Ace Hardware. When you need reliable, localized help and those great products, come to us. We're Ace, the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Hillary, very, very much. I hope when you go into an Ace Hardware store, I hope you'll ask for the owner or the manager, whoever's on duty at the time, and I hope you'll let him or her know that you listen to the program and that you appreciate the fact that they sponsor. They sponsor this. They sponsor me over on WBAP. I'll be there. Mike Bass and I will be over there tomorrow morning, 8 until 9, so join me there as well, won't you? I want to mention to you the importance of feeding your plants, and I want to talk to you about how to choose the right fertilizer. It hasn't really evolved. Our thinking has evolved, and we're now beginning to understand what people have been trying to teach us for a good while, and I am as guilty as anybody else, although I learned it several decades ago. The first soil test that I saw that called for all nitrogen on a tomato garden just about blew me over. I couldn't believe that. And this was a soil test from the Texas A&M Soil Testing Laboratory. That is where I would recommend you have your soil tested. That's Texas A&M Soil Testing Laboratory in College Station. Look them up online. You'll get all the information you need there, as well as the costs and the different types of soil tests, etc. They have a basic soil test for fertilizer and pH. Nutrients and pH. That's basically all you want. Maybe soluble salts, mineral salts that would be in the soil. That's basically all that most homeowners need. Sometimes commercial growers are looking for very exotic things, but most homeowners, that's all you need. And you ought to have a given part of your garden or landscape, you ought to have tested I would say every 4 or 5 years, just to monitor how things are changing, if they're changing. Don't be surprised if that soil test comes back showing that you need to add only nitrogen to all of your plants. That's usually the case. They very often say don't add any more phosphorus, the middle number of the fertilizer analysis. You have all you need, and they're not. You can't hear them say it, but that's usually what the machinery says. There's plenty. Don't add any more. Potassium, the third number, is important for winter and summer hardiness. You say, well, I ought to be adding that. Well, there's plenty of it also in the soil. That's the problem with the phosphorus, the middle number. We have an excess of it in our soil. It never goes away. It comes in, never goes away. Nitrogen is the one that leaches out quickly, the first number, and that's why the soil tests show that we need to add all nitrogen. And you want about 30 to 35 or 40% of that nitrogen to be in slow release form, the rest in fast release. Your nursery or hardware store, if you're going to an independent hardware store like our sponsors, the specialist who works in the garden area can show you how to tell a slow-release nitrogen form from a fast-release nitrogen. And if it says it's encapsulated or coated, and 30 to 40% of whatever it is in that form, then that's what you're looking for. And you apply that at various timings, intervals, depending on the plants that you're growing. But that's something that is hard for people to understand. The same fertilizer that you use on your turf grass may do quite well, thank you, for your tomatoes. It's hard to believe, but that's the case. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book, and I have it on sale for you at just $34.95. It is listed on the cover at $38.95. It's a hardback printed in San Antonio on high-quality paper. It's in its sixth printing. The printing's rarely is there more than a change of a word or two in each printing, so it's not like you're getting a sixth edition. That's not it. It's the sixth printing. And it's been very successful for me, and I'm grateful for that. The book has 11 chapters. Chapter 1 is basics of gardening in Texas, soils, climate, things of that sort that apply to all of the other chapters. So just put it up front there, and it's there for you to refer to. Chapter 2 is a 48-page calendar that tells you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. You'll never have to ask, Neil, when should I do this or that? Because it's there for you. Chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. And each of those very comprehensively in great detail. There are 840 of my photographs and 344 pages in this book. The book is not in stores and it's not on Amazon. That's a conscious decision on my part because I wanted to sign every copy as it sells. So I have it in my personal possession, and your satisfaction is completely guaranteed or I'll refund every penny. I sign every book as it sells, and then we put it in the post office. And it comes directly to you. That's how it works. I'd be proud to get one in your hands. Here are the two ways that you can order it. One is by going to my website. That's the better way. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. The other way is call the office, 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Call weekdays, business hours, the better way, neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
For more than 20 years, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. They hold the patents. They led the way. First with a warranty that's transferable owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Don't let expanding and contracting clay soils tear up your foundation and ruin your house. Call for their free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. It's foundationrepairs.com.
Thank you, sir. Ace is the place. Ace is the place that has the helpful hardware folks, people who are there to serve you. You know that the minute you go in the door. You go in the big box stores, and sometimes you have a hard time finding anybody who can help you. At Ace, they step out of their way to help you. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer. Find a great deal on Miracle-Gro Garden All-Purpose In-Ground Soil. 1 cubic foot bags, 2 for $10. You must buy 2. I've never seen that written that way before. You must buy two. Don't try to get by with less. All right, so it's Miracle-Gro Garden All-Purpose In-Ground Soil. 1 cubic foot bag, 2 for $10. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil All-Purpose delivers bigger, more beautiful plants and vegetables, fruit and flowers versus unfed plants, because when it comes to your garden, only the best will do. From front yard landscaping to backyard gardens, this complete in-ground soil is perfect for all of your outdoor in-ground gardening needs. The soil is fortified with continuous-release plant food. It feeds for up to 3 months, so your plants have the foundation they need to thrive. It also improves existing flower bed soil and builds extra strong roots, so your annuals and perennials will flourish below ground as much as they do above. That's Ace Stores. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I'm Michael Stone from Stone's Ace Hardware in East Dallas. Each Ace Hardware is independently owned by someone who cares about your community, someone who's there to answer your questions. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Michael, very, very much. He is a wonderful hardware dealer, and I hope if you're in his neighborhood, you'll stop by and say, hey, I heard your voice on the air this afternoon. And I am going to let you hear another voice right now. It's the voice of our pastor, Pastor Tommy Brummett of the First United Methodist Church near downtown McKinney. It's right in downtown McKinney almost. Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Hello, Neil. I'm doing well today. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I notice in the echo that we are still right here right now. That's going to be forever then, right?
It's going to be for the next 50 days. You know, Easter is a 50-day season in the calendar of the church. So we are celebrating that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And we will celebrate that right here and right now, First United Methodist Church.
Easter Sunday was beautiful. I asked Waverly as we were leaving if all the services had been as busy as the 11 o'clock. I know the 10 o'clock service is usually the biggest one. And he said, yeah, they all were very busy. And I said, was there overflow in the 10 o'clock? He said, well, you know what he said. Yeah, yeah. So it is so nice to see churches filling up across Texas. Now, Tommy, the pandemic is kind of in the rearview mirror a bit, and so nice to see people gathering and feeling comfortable in doing so.
Yes, it is. It is good, and it's good to see people coming, and it's good to be a church that welcomes people, that preaches God's love, that makes room for everybody. That's a good thing, and a lot of people are looking for congregations like that. I talked to my friend who preaches down in Richardson. He said they had a great Easter. The church was just full. So it's really encouraging, and we'll be back this Sunday. We're going to share the Lord's Supper, and we're going to celebrate Pastor Stacy, who is our pastor, and Melissa. She's going to move on to a new assignment, and it'll be another great Sunday. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it will be wonderful, and we hope everybody will come. And when Pastor Tommy says all are welcome, you need to hear it in person. It has the incredible warmth, and you will know that you are welcome. It's just that's why we joined. That's why we transferred membership, actually, from a different faith entirely. And we have never looked back. We have loved our many years now at First United Methodist Church, 315 North Church Street in downtown McKinney, and sharingtheheart.org. Their services at 8 and 9, 10:05. That is the one that live streams. If you are a long ways away, or if you're just too timid to come and see if Neil's telling the truth, you can tune in that way, or 11:10, and do come. Please do come. Beautiful sanctuary that's more than 100 years old. And some of us who are also more than 100 years old. So come join us. Tommy, I want to talk to you about hummingbirds. We were going to do that last week, and we barely got the word out because we got wrapped up talking about Easter services and things. There was a lot to talk about. And you're seeing hummingbirds now.
I am. You know, the previous 2 years, I've marked on my calendar that was April the 1st, the week of April the 1st, we saw our first hummingbird. And we did this week. Little Mosey saw one on her salvia this week, just after Easter. And so they are they are coming in and making their way across the Gulf of Mexico, making their way up through Texas. And just keep your eyes open. You might see one today.
How many species do we have in the Metroplex area over the course of a year?
Right. So you have some migrants, maybe some variants that'll come through. But really and truly, Neil, the ruby-throated hummingbird is the hummingbird that we have. Every once in a while, you'll see a black-chinned hummingbird here. But if you want to see more species than that, you've really got to go to the mountains or to Arizona.
Tommy, you there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm still here. You there?
Yeah, it just cut out for a moment. Probably our country living.
God bless. Go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to say, you've got to go. But I went to southeastern Arizona, and I saw 12 different species of hummingbirds there in those mountains, those high islands, they call them, in southeast Arizona. So there are many different species in Central South America, many more. But right here in Texas, mostly ruby-throated hummingbirds we have.
All right, and so they have come back from Mexico or the Caribbean, and will they stay here now through October, into October, or do they keep on migrating north? Do they stay here all summer?
So the ruby-throated will migrate north. They will move north, but some will remain here, and they will fan out across North America. Then in, October, they'll have a bottleneck as they're all coming back through here, and you'll get to see many. Your hummingbird feeders will be just buzzing in the fall before they migrate south. But they're coming. Go ahead and get your hummingbird feeders. You can mix your own nectar, four parts water to one part sugar. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. Don't put any red food color in it. Your hummingbirds will know what it is. You can mix that up and get that in your feeders, and you will see hummingbirds soon.
All right. How many feeders do you put up? Do you have more than one?
I actually have four in my backyard, but I also have plants that hummingbirds like. In fact, I haven't seen any hummingbirds on my feeders yet. I've only seen them on our salvia. Salvia greggii I have in my front yard.
They love salvia greggii. They love most of the salvias because they have tubular flowers. That's something their little beaks will go into and their tongues. Other plants that have tubular flowers like the various Gold Star Esperanza is one, verbenas, lantanas, things of that sort. They just love things with tubular flowers, don't they?
You bet. Coral honeysuckle, absolutely. You bet.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I'm against the clock, just like always. You have that same issue trying to get one service to the next. Pastor Tommy Brummett, First United Methodist Church, downtown McKinney. You're wonderful. Thank you, Tommy. Hey, everybody. Happy gardening. Until next.